choose has been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Set. Do not readjust.
Readjust.
It sounds really, really, really good.
Turn it up.
And welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio here on the gloriousness that is podunkradio.com. Jeff, is that thing on yet? There you go.
Yep, we're on.
Okay. Anyway, hey, I'm not alone. Woo! I got my one of my longest friends of all time besides Matt and Boots, but I've known Jeff since high school. So, Jeff, if you never heard Jeff was on... what was it? Pup Wreckers. I think it was the Pup Wreckers right around Valentine's Day. There's the picture of me and Jeff holding our drinks. We were both super fucked up. You don't even remember that night.
Nope. That was a long night.
Yeah, it was. But we interviewed the Pup Wreckers, and the interview was fucking hilarious. We're all fucking drunk. And then Jeff's on the Caffeinated Podcast with me and Boots and Bart and Coffee Mug Kyle. So now that Jeff's on there, it's kind of cool because before Jeff really wasn't on the podcast ever. And now we got him on one. So how's that going?
Finally getting on the radio.
Yeah. So you like the Caffeinated?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fucked up. Bring! If you guys don't listen to that and you only know me from this, then check out the Caffeinated Podcast. It's essentially what Not For Air was, kind of like the better version of how the original podcast was. And the only way to get better now is that maybe Matt came back and was on it with us. But other than that, it's got Boots, Bart, you and me, and Kyle occasionally. So it's actually really, really fun. It's just, it's fucked up.
It's pretty much radio on the internet's ADD.
Oh, God, it's awful. Yeah, we just talk about stupid shit. It's fun, though. It doesn't have to do with anything, but then sometimes it does. And Boots is good on there. We have fun. So, yeah, now we're on Not For Air, which I've been running for 5 years. We're still here, everybody. I know. It's amazing. If this is a Tuesday or Wednesday, because last night it was on Metal Zone, we're on Metal Zone, too. So check that out every week on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day I end up on Metal Zone with this show. That's cool. A lot of stuff happening this weekend. I've gone to many concerts with Jeff over the years, so we can talk about that. A lot of really good concerts. Yeah. Now we're getting older, and we're like, eh, I don't want to walk all the way over there. I'm tired. Leave me, I'm going to sit. But we saw a couple already. Last year's the one with the Offspring, right?
Yeah.
So we did that last year. This year we already saw Pennywise. That was awesome.
Pennywise, Authority Zero.
Yeah, that's about it so far. Well, I went to see Social D, and we saw the Misfits. We'll talk about how Jeff loves that. we get the Clematis, right? I pick up Jeff on the way home. I drove fucking 9 hours already. And we get there, and Jeff's like, well, first of all, it's kind of raining. Second of all, Jeff's like, we got all these fucking people in Hot Topic clothes. He's like, fuck this. These people aren't even really people that like music. Fuck them. You couldn't handle that, could you?
I just don't consider them real fans.
No? I do like your NoFX shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
The one with the knife and the finger. Oh, NoFX has been around for a while, Fat Mike. 30 years, holy shit.
Yeah, man.
I didn't realize they were around in the 80s. I thought they came out in the 90s.
He's like one of the only people to actually have a production company for so long, too.
Oh, Fat Records?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're good. I like NoFX. I like Me First. The Gimme Gimme's is kind of fun.
Yeah.
What else do I like? I like a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, they've been around for a while. Those are more the major underground bands. Pennywise, too, has been around forever. Yeah. But Jeff just told me a story the other day. He was at where were you when that girl asked you about your Bad Religion shirt, and who's that? And you're like, what?
Oh, that was at a restaurant in Stewart.
Yeah,
called Flanagan's.
Oh, that's right. This is when ISIS was down. Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys went to Flanagan's. Oh, that's right, because we were wanting to know if you wanted to come to dinner, and you didn't. That's right. And you went to Flanagan's, and you had your Bad Religion shirt. Is that the one that says fuck on the back of it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I forget the lyrics, but it's like something fuck you, and I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's a pretty good shirt.
I know. Nobody knew.
It's just the girl at the door did not know what it was.
What's Bad Religion?
It made me feel old.
Oh, Bad Religion's old.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while. I mean, they've been around, I think, since like the very early 80s, maybe 70s.
Yeah, they've been around.
They were part of the hardcore scene for a while, like Social D, them, and a couple other bands. Black Flag.
Yeah.
Which is always great. Black Flag. If you want to be in Black Flag, get rid of the singer and you can take his place or her place.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Who's that skateboarding guy now that's in Black Flag?
Mike Vallely.
Yeah. He kicked out the last guy. It wasn't Rollins, by the way. Rollins hasn't been in Black Flag in like 20 years, maybe more. Rollins. But yeah, so that's always fun. So yeah, Jeff's seen a lot of concerts. Jeff is one of the most punk rock guys I know in town without actually trying to be punk rock, which is a thing. I don't know if I'm even really all that punk rock.
It's a lifestyle.
I guess. I agree. I mean, people look at me and they're like, oh, that guy's not punk rock. And I'm like, I do a punk rock show, so I guess I'm not punk rock. I play punk rock bands from all over. I don't know nothing.
So it's on the inside that counts.
I'm doing
it. Doesn't matter
this.
What you look like.
I know, but you get the steer. I mean, you look at, take Mad Dog, for instance, right? And who's in Asheville now living it up, so I'm happy for him. But you take him and his outfit, which is like the Casualties outfit. And we did see the Casualties, me and you.
Yeah.
And people automatically identify, okay, that's a punk rocker. Where you're more like, kind of like, I guess looks-wise, like the 90s skate guy, because you skateboard too.
Yeah.
And you wear whatever's comfortable. I mean, just like me. I just
wear
shorts.
Skater, golfer, whatever I decide to put on.
Skater, golfer. I thought you said dolphin. I'm like, what? Are you a Miami Dolphin?
I go by many styles.
You just do your own thing. But that's the thing. Yeah, that's just you. You've always been like that. That's why we've always been friends. It's like, let's go get in trouble, okay? Let's go do something illegal.
Got to live your life, man.
I know. Well, we got a lot of bands out there now.
You live your life worried about what's going to happen, then you're not going to do anything.
I agree.
You're not going to accomplish anything.
I think out of all our friends, I mean, we're older now. We've known each other since we were teenagers, and now we're in our 30s. Because you're only a year younger than me in a month, which is funny because we're both Geminis.
Yeah.
And which is why we're also friends, because we get it. And we both got really bad ADD.
Right.
I actually tried to explain that to Jeff the other day when we were talking to him. I'm like, shut up, Jeff. Jeff distracted me. I got to get that out of the way. Okay, we're back. I can't help it. Jeff said something, and I'm like, yes.
It happens.
Fucking ADD. But, no, we've been friends since high school, and we were always doing things. I remember that. Do you remember the first punk band you listened to that got you into punk rock?
Me?
Yeah.
Honestly, it had to have been something like Blink-182.
I know, that was about, I think that was around that time too, because Damn It was out, and I thought that was a really cool song. And I bought a soundtrack for whatever movie that song was for.
Yeah.
I think it was that graduating movie with Jennifer Love Hewitt or something back then. I forget the name of it,
yeah.
But that movie. I think it was Can't Hardly Wait. But anyway, yeah, at the time, you know, being a kid, Blink-182 was punk rock, at least his first three albums.
Yeah.
And people are like, no. And I'm like, listen, it really was. It was three chord. It was simple. It was about fucking growing up and shit. That's, you know, they were, if we're in our teens, they must have been in their early 20s. They're like only 10 years older than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
not too far.
I mean, so they already went past that teenage phase and was in the early adulthood, which we already passed. And, you know, we're kids at the time, and I thought that was good. Green Day was another one.
Yeah.
And then I got into the Ramones because of my mom. And then we started listening to other stuff. We had the buzz, too. People, and I keep saying that, people just, I don't think they understand what the buzz really was. The buzz showed us a lot of good music at the 90s when we were kids in high school. And, I mean, that was some phenomenal shit.
Well, they were the transition from what used to be Z-Rock in the 80s.
Yeah.
When they used to play the old 80s rock.
Oh, like glam rock?
I think was better.
What, like Motley Crue?
Well, what the 90s became.
Yeah.
Not like the hair metal and all that. That was more on another station.
What, like Metallica?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Ozzy, Metallica.
Yeah, they play like the newer rock of that era.
Yeah, and that was late 80s, so.
Then Buzz came around and kind of changed it up and started getting a little more poppy kind of.
Yeah, and newer stuff at the time.
A little more mainstream.
Nirvana was big. It was the time Nirvana popped up and Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
System of a Down. No, not them.
Nah,
Rage Against
later.
The Machine.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine. That was big.
Yeah.
It was a new time. The 90s had a lot, and punk was coming back, like more mainstream with like Blink and, of course, Pennywise and NoFX.
Right.
Warped Tour meant something.
Yeah.
Unlike now. Fucking Warped Tour's terrible.
Warped Tour meant something. Bake Sale meant something.
Oh, Bake Sale was amazing. But those were all like stuff that we were into. And then, of course, you get to know all these other... you found out about the Dead Kennedys and listened to that. And I found out about the Misfits later on. And, of course, Social Distortion. And now we're, you know, I play nothing but local bands like our guys, Church Girls, that we're going to see tomorrow, and Break the Hero and a bunch of other guys. Then we got like Out and Up in Vero, that's really punk rock with Spicoli. They were really good. So yeah, that's pretty much that. That's what me and Jeff do now. We just hang out and go to Starbucks and do the caffeinated and go to shows. What do you think's been so? What have we seen this year? We saw Pennywise or Authority Zero. Which one you thought was better, show wise?
I'd have to say Authority Zero puts on a better show.
Yeah,
Pennywise rocks out, but.
I thought Anti-Flag was kicking it.
Yeah,
when we saw them on the side there, when we saw the Pennywise back in February.
Yeah, Anti-Flag was good.
Yeah, I never seen them before until that. That was really good. Green Jello, I had a lot of fun with Green Jello. That was fucking crazy. And when the robot suit. So, you know, a lot of cool stuff. I thought, what did we see, the Casualties last year? Or a year before?
Might have been the year before.
God, everything kind of bleeds together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was the year before. Casualties was really good, too.
Yeah, they were good.
That was a good show at Respectables.
Voodoo Glow Skulls are all
right. That we saw them, too. That's right. I think they're coming back.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. We don't see. Here's the other thing people don't understand. We don't really have a rock station down here besides the underground internet stuff that we're doing now on Podunk and I think a couple other ones. But we don't really have the vast amount of shows come through anymore. I think they had Ed Sheeran in Lauderdale. Who gives a shit? But
well, they come around. You just don't hear about them.
We don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, they don't play at the amphitheater as much. I think the biggest thing we had so far now is, like, Slipknot and one other band.
Yeah.
Slipknot, who was it? Manson that came to?
I don't remember.
I know Orlando. A lot of people go to Orlando.
Yeah.
But that kind of sucks because we do have a good amphitheater, and we have a nice Respectables is probably one of the better venues around just because it's got enough room for people and right. that sort of thing here locally. Bird's Eye, probably. They can get some. They had Agent Orange last year at Terra Firmata.
Yeah.
We didn't go to that, but.
I know. I personally think that Bird's Eye needs to fix their sound.
Yeah.
Because they were a little loud.
Yeah.
It sounded good, but it was a little loud.
Yeah, but then they're telling them to turn it down. Like, it was weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. They think that's brand new. They'll work out the bugs, I hope. But it's a nice-sized place. It used to be Cruisers, and Cruisers is pretty sweet. So we'll see. But anyway, speaking of shows, let me whore that out for tomorrow. Let's see. So tomorrow, that's not it. That's what I'm doing Saturday. So tomorrow, we have the Kitty Cat Love Fest live music show at Sharky's. Have you been there yet? That's where Jamie works, right?
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
I haven't been there either. We'll go tomorrow, but... I think I drove past it. It's on the way to the inlet, right?
I've never been there. I don't even know where it is.
Yeah, we'll find it. But we got OSF, Break the Hero, Church Girls, One Life, and Tyler Modine will be doing DJ bands, DJ set in between the bands, $3. Support music, boobs, and getting drunk. Good food also. So, hey, if you need something to do tomorrow night, that'll be something fun to go do. Definitely check that out. And then we got some Pure Honey stuff we'll talk about after for Saturday that down in West Palm at Respectables. So in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and play more music and, you know, do our thing here because somebody asked me to. Yay! We'll be back. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
This guy is grody, a little bit homely. He's the janitor. He'll mop up the puke and clean up all of the tubes at the grocery store. His name is Terry Worm. Terry Worm is the janitor. Terry Worm is gross for sure. Terry Worm is the janitor. He likes blow up dolls and he dates super fat women. He has a mustache, he probably never takes a bath. What is that smell?
Dude, you smell like poopy.
He's got a bald spot, he looks like he smoked pot. Is he a creature from hell? His name is Terry Worm. Terry Worm is a janitor. Terry Worm is gross for sure. Terry Worm is a janitor. He likes blow up dolls and he's dead too.
Tell me if I'm really upright. Tell me.
that come up, you know, get their Macintosh computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead. I'm Fuckhead. I have no talent. I have no talent. I play other people's records. These like super self-important guys who carry suitcases of records. And what are you? I'm a musician, man. I'm a DJ. You're a fucking thief of music. You're a record player, player. You can kiss my fucking ass.
What the fuck?
And welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com. Yeah, what the fuck? Here we are. We're back. My Jeff is playing that fucking game. Words with friends.
Hey, it's addicting.
It is addicting. Oh, yeah. So don't we're judge. Back. Wow. We're still here. We're still on the air after 5 years.
We have not left yet.
No, we did not leave yet. Well, who else is going to do this? You know, all we got nowadays is like fucking computers DJing, you know, instead of actual people playing music and enjoying themselves. And to the credit to the Buzz, I'm glad they had Buzz Jr. because it was promoting the local bands. I always thought that was cool. Granted, edit it down and you had to vote and all this other stuff I didn't agree with. But it was good because at least, you know, all these punk bands that we like, they all started hanging out in a garage or a warehouse or whatever. And then they played local places. And then they eventually, if they did well enough, they got bigger and, you know, now they tour. So that's kind of the important thing.
Some of them don't get out of that state.
Some of them don't leave the town. Some are good just staying where they are. And that's okay, too. You know, I almost left once. We were talking about this the other day. Jeff wants to leave Florida. But Jeff, to be fair to Jeff, he's never actually left. So he doesn't know. I left when I was 19, out of high school. And went to Virginia. And I've been to Michigan, South Carolina. I've been all over. Yeah. So I'm at the point now where I'm like, yeah, I'm okay here. But I think Jeff should get out at least for a month. Maybe move out for a while, see how it is, and then he'll come back. He always does. Everybody else always does. Hell, even Matt finally left and went to Texas.
Right.
So Mad Dog left. Fuck, Mad Dog was like, Orlando isn't good enough this time. We're leaving the state. So he went to North Carolina. But apparently Asheville is good for punk rock and art. So, hey, I'm down with that. That's cool. Good for him. So really, if you want to leave, you can just leave, everybody.
Anyone can.
Yeah, nobody's holding you back in your home in Port St. Lucie or Fort Pierce. You can leave if you want to. No one's holding you back but you.
Yeah, people seem to think they're stuck.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are dumb. I don't know.
I think it's they don't want to leave. They just want to make it like they want to leave.
But they don't.
Yeah.
Hell, even Boots, like,
think about how they act around it. It's like they don't want to leave. They just want to be accepted. So
yeah,
saying you want to leave is the new acceptance.
You're like waiting in a quay full of a queue full of other people that are wanting to leave. But they don't do. You're in the queue for 495 to leave. Thanks. So they all make friends in the wanting to leave queue. It's like being in line at a convention and you're running into other weird people that are dressed up too, and you talk about that until you get in, and then you're like, okay.
Right.
Hey, you might end up hanging out with them again. I've done that. But yeah, that I wanted to leave, and then like, what, last year I was like, nah. Yeah. I took a trip to Baltimore. I'm like, eh. It's too cold. Let's go back to Florida. Well, I was going to go to Seattle, but I'm like, eh. Same problems everywhere. Might as well just stay here. Because I thought about it. I'm like, I already got... Well, I wouldn't call it a following, but but I already got more or less my name cemented around here. People know who I am. They know what we do with the crappy radio stuff I do. So I already got a good thing going. So I worked hard at it. So I might as well at least, you know, stay for a while. Anyway, until I figure out what we want to do, get a better job. So anyway.
Yeah, so like everyone always says that's moved here and there, they always say, wherever you go, you're going to be in the same place, just different people, different atmosphere. Yeah.
Yes and no, because I made friends in Virginia. I found delinquents to hang out there. I got my friends here. But this was back when I was younger and more friendly. Now I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm like, go away. But
well, people have different attitudes in different places.
Yeah, but when I went to South Carolina,
same thing.
It was awful. Like, where I was living, A, was the Bible Belt. No one was in the punk rock. The radio station sucked. And it was awful. Michigan was all right. But it's yes and no, depending on where you go. If you go in the middle of nowhere, it's going to probably be harder to find friends. I think I found two people up in Michigan that were really into punk rock. Like, we're talking Ip Ivy and Rancid, and they were dressed up in jackets. Of course, it was winter. And I'm like, cool, I can relate to this. But other than that, it was like, you're weird. And I'm like, okay. Now I think it wouldn't be so bad because I got the radio show. I can always upload that somewhere and be like, hey, let's all talk about punk rock and or talk about horror movies for the other show, whatever we're into. I don't know. So anyway, Jeff has not heard. Have you heard the news station yet?
No.
No. Okay. So because we don't live in Miami. It only goes to Hope Sound. Surprise.
Right.
We're fucking, what, 30 minutes from Hope Sound?
Less.
Yeah. Well, we're far enough away it doesn't reach. So, this is the Shark. I already did like a quick little review on it before. It's a little bit different than the Buzz. It's not bad though. They are playing newer alternatives. Okay, Pearl Jam, not a good example. We all know what Pearl Jam sounds like. But, yeah, it's not bad. People's biggest complaints were they were playing a bunch of new stuff. Now, mind you, when the Buzz came out, all that stuff was new. It was 20 years ago. Pearl Jam? New. Nirvana? New.
Right.
Sublime? Fucking new. Even though they played Santeria to death. So the biggest complaint with this is that, well, A, all my complaint up here is we don't get it up here except for online. Which, if that's the way it's going to be, I got Podunk, anyway, to listen to. Or Metal Zone, or whatever else is out there. Spotify. Oh, here we go. Here's some complaints already. I love reading these. Why don't your music trills get a job as a DJ or shut your dick holes? Okay. This is Travis Jordan. Not related to me. He's an owner at Imagination Emporium. What the fuck is that? I gotta click on that. Yeah, no. Fuck that. He goes, being a DJ has nothing to do with the song selection on a radio station. That's decided by the format, program director, and the corporation that owns it. Hold on. I have something to say about this. That is true, Jeff. For corporate radio. Like that. Right. On this station, but I pick my stuff for my show. And everybody else on their shows picks up. The Sick Boys pick their own shit. Loud, Fast, and Shitty. Plus, you know, we have the DJ playing all the time on Podunk anyway. So I do help put the music in that, being the manager right now. But it's all like people send us stuff too. See them, they get stuff sent to them probably from like whatever, whoever owns Pearl Jam and whoever owns the record companies that own all that shit.
Right.
So, again, I love how people on here have no idea how anything works, but they're going to run their mouth about it.
Well, that and other shows, like even on The Buzz and on other shows that are around now.
Yeah.
They show that there was a lie, that it's not all corporate. You can play whatever you want, whenever you want.
Yeah.
It's just what's going to happen to you afterwards.
Exactly.
So you can choose the music that you play.
You're just
going to
get in trouble.
Yeah.
You're just going to get in trouble if they don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that because nobody's my boss.
Yeah.
It's great. That's where we're at now. We're at a place. Now, that's not true necessarily. Can I go play Pearl Jam? Probably not. I don't have the money to get in trouble with. Which is why I play underground bands, because...
Well, you can play it if you had their acceptance.
Or, this show is so low, they would never know anyway. Not Fair, what's that swept under the rug?
Right.
What's a Not Fair? Isn't that morning thing that's in West Palm? No, it's not. It's not that. It's absolutely not fucking that.
Hey, they could take the rap for it.
Yeah, or take the rap when they have, hey, who's that church girls interview? Sucking dick? I mean, that's, would you hear that? Not for air? Right?
Well, even on The Buzz, like, they didn't get in trouble for it, but they had times where they've played a song back to back, the same exact song, for about an hour.
The fuck with everybody.
And they were fine. People thought it was funny.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember that was 20 years ago when radio was fun. I think now it's so corporate mandate.
Well, there's a the guy Elvis on whatever.
Oh, the when he played all that cool shit.
Yeah, yeah, he has times where he plays little time. He has little throw ins where he feels antsy to play some good music, and he plays good stuff. He doesn't go by what they want him to play.
Who the fuck is Kimba, and why they keep wanting Kimba to be on there? I don't fucking. You should have a morning show with Kimba interviewing alternative artists. I would tune in every weekday. No. What do they got now? Jet. I like Jet. So they're basically playing stuff that's not that bad. But
they're,
that was people
playing stuff from the 90s.
Jet was like 2000.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Before the switch to what it is now.
Well, it's nothing now. It doesn't exist. It's online, but their player doesn't work or some shit. Every now and then it works. It's true.
Probably have no one maintaining it anymore.
They should have. I told them I would have done it.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know now, to be honest. After the same people that own it fucking stole the name, I was still kind of stewing about that. I was like, no, I don't think so. But I'm all right. We got our own thing going on here with the show, so I'm good. But, yeah, that's kind of what it is now, is it's all, you know, people love to complain about the radio, but have no idea how it works. And I agree. I've been there, too. And then I worked at a radio station. I knew Mahoney. I know Trey. You know what I mean? Like, I knew how it worked. And I get why you couldn't play certain things. And, you know, now it's different. Because with online radio, we can play what we want.
Right.
All the underground bands that we want, you know. Let's just play them up. So, speaking of which, I got to whore this now because I have bosses, apparently. No, I don't. So we're sponsoring Not For Air Radio, is sponsoring the Pure Honey Magazine 4-year anniversary party over at Respectable Street. It's $5 to get in. We'll be there. I'll probably bring my stuff and do interviews. But this magazine, which I have laying around somewhere in here, is a free zine. It's been out for 4 years, and it shows you all the local stuff that's coming up and events throughout Miami to Port St. Lucie, because we actually have some at the local bars. And it's a cool thing. I talk about it often. I like it. The guy that runs it, Steve, is very cool. He loves music. He loves bands. He loves art. And so they're celebrating their 4-year anniversary with some bands. Okay. Here we go. So we got Cognomen, John Ralstein, Chaucer, Kremlin, Milk Spot, Pocket of Lollipops, and Sweet Bronco. Media sponsors are Tropical, Jolt Radio, The Atlantic Current, Art Hive Magazine, Feathers Fashion Friends, Independent Ethos, Audio Junkie, ICTV1.com, Not For Air Radio, Rock Cause, I don't know that word, and Dig Under Rock. And then, of course, they have Respectable Street, Harold's, Wonderland Gives, Propaganda, The Brew House, The Fillmore, Dada's, Longboard, Subculture Coffee, a lot of sponsors. So it's a lot of fun. Come out. Just awesome stuff will be there. In fact, I got to find some Pure Honey stuff locked away here that I'll play here in a minute. And then that's what's going on this weekend. And if you're out in public and you run to me and Jeff, please don't come up to us. We don't know you. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody.
we may walk past and say nothing.
We'll be at Starbucks with Jeff Tuck drinking coffee and fucking swearing. Caffeinated with Bart. You'll know Bart. Ah, rings!
He has his ways.
Bart's awesome. So anyway, that's pretty much all that. So here's a couple tunes, and I'm going to get some Pure Honey stuff. Bye. We'll be back. Not For Air.
Run for your train or you might miss it, but I know I'd miss you more. So is this song that I've been listening to? It reminds me of you. It reminds me of you. And I hope I don't drag you down. What's the next time it-
I'm starting to feel alright thanks to you. I hope.
And welcome back to Not Fair Underground Radio here on podunkradio.com. That's right. Quit fucking my phone. Anyway, welcome back. So anyway, me and Jeff are going to play a game. It's not really a game. We're just going to play some 8-bit music and see if we know the bands. I know the bands because I can see it, and I'm cheating. But we'll see how well Jeff knows. Now, some of it's all pretty much punk. Everybody knows everything from The Offspring to MXPX to NoFX to Lagwagon, stuff like that. So a lot of 90s punk. So here we go. This is the first one. It's not Mega Man. No effects. We ain't shit.
No.
Does it sound like it at all? Hold on. I gotta pull. Hold on. Okay. In order to really do justice, I gotta pull up Spotify so I can pull these songs up and actually play what they actually sound like.
I gotta hear the real song to see if it actually compares.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta pull it up here. No effects. Marky Ramone. N O F X. You mean No Effects? I gotta look for it. I don't even know what album that's from.
Well, they had like 20 albums.
No shit, right? There it is. Fun Things to Fuck. Where'd it go? There it is. That was from 45 or 46 songs that weren't good enough to go on our other records.
I have that record.
Damn. All right, here we go. So this is... I'm going to play the other one again. Hold on, let me start here. Remind you, this is all 8-bit. Okay. Now that's what that is. Now here is this song.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Okay, now I can hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. That was good. All right, let's try this here. That's Lagwagon, Know It All. So let me pull up Lagwagon. And, this game sucks. I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I here?
Well, it's good if you...
If you listen to it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all music that I haven't heard in years.
Oh, years. Yeah, here it is. So...
Pretty on point with that 8-bit.
It sounds like it. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Look at the world in this feeling. You used to follow now. All right, let's try. Let's do an Offspring. You know what? Fuck guessing now. This is Offspring No Breaks. So let's see how that sounds. Done with the guessing because we're not going to get it. I gave up on that shit. Fuck it, right? It's the whole basis of the show, Jeff. Fuck it. We don't know what we're doing. That's No Breaks. Offspring No Breaks.
Yeah, I could hear it.
Thank you.
doing that 8 minutes. It's pretty good.
Right? Yeah, I forget where. I got it on some album. Yeah, they're pretty fucking good with that. All right, so here's another one. It's Sinking a Blink from earlier. Here we go. It's very early Blink. So that was Lemmings. So here's what it actually sounds like. So far, it doesn't really add. All right, let's see what else we got. How about some Less Than Jake? No, we'll get the Less Than Jake. I know one you'll definitely know. It's a Pennywise song, and I know you know that pretty well. So here we go. Pennywise with Land of the Free. Let's see.
Pretty close.
All right, anyway, that's it for us. We're out. But before we go, I'm going to play one more song. I got to find it. We're going to play one more song. It's going to be an 8-bit song. It's one I played before. Maybe it was on the other one. I don't know. I got so many files. I don't know. There it is. So everybody enjoy. Here's some What May or May Not Be Bad Religion, Los Angeles is Burning. Bye. I'm just kidding, we're not playing all that. Before we go, we should probably watch this. Yeah, I didn't think of that till now because I'm a dick. Bye, Jeff. You don't need your headphones. We're done here.
I have to say goodbye now?
Goodbye. I don't know. It's don't be rude.
Well, goodbye, I'm everybody. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it? It was terrible. You can listen to Jeff on Podbean. All the episodes, the current everything to 11 episodes is up now on Podbean for Caffeinated Podcast.
I'm on a few of them.
Most of them, actually. Yeah, I think you're on about, out of 11, I'd say you're about on 8 or 9. I think you only missed one or two.
I missed a few.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know. It all bleeds together. You know, the only thing that's consistent is I'm on all of them, which is probably the worst thing about it, is that I'm on it. But anyway, yeah. So anyway, thanks everybody for listening again. Not for air. We're still here. Go out this weekend. Next week, there's some more stuff I got to plug for the week after. A lot of cool events coming up. I'll be at PalmCon on Saturday, August. I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah, August. I'll be there the last Saturday of September. There it is. I'll keep you updated. Anyway, bye. Yes.
is not for air. Underground Radio.